Got it.
You know. You know how we do it. Line up, you fucking nerds. Who wants a shot at the champ?
God, I hope that your testing life was like that.
Not even close.
I know. I have some questions, but I'm sure they're gonna all be like, nope, not even a little bit. Nope.
The one, the big yes is gonna surprise you. Well, maybe. I don't want to grow up. Adios, turd nuggets. Oh no, wait. Take two. I don't want to grow up, stupid idiot room full of jerks.
Don't be mad at us.
No. Please listen to my podcast.
And I will be your dirty old whore at the Antiques Roadshow. What do you mean was a dirty old whore?
Oh, you know I like that.
Oh my gosh.
I know you do. I thought about you every time they were kissing. Not like that. I just like Desmond likes this.
Justin's drinking a specialty.
Abbott and Costello? Yeah. I don't drink it. It doesn't work that way. not as good anyway. That's for mushrooms. Oh, no.
Okay, you should know. Does it work that way, like at all? Can you like make a tea out of it?
Oh, no.
Out of your weed?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Not just a bag of dope. Like, you gotta like...
Whoa, easy. You're a bag of dope.
No, you gotta decarboxylize it. It's sort of like, if you want to take regular weed and make edibles out of it, you gotta kind of like heat it up and cook it a little bit and get the THC to activate, and then you can. But these days, it's like, it's all hash rosin. You cut it, you smash it, the sap that comes out of it, you can fucking put it in your butthole and get high. It doesn't matter what you do with it.
Okay. Is that your professional opinion?
That's a fact, sir. He's the professional. We have a professional pot smoker and a professional video game tester here, so you can trust us.
Yes, you
That's
can.
True, huh?
That's true.
Hey, you know what? I went and tested video games once
what?
In my life.
No way.
At EA. Yes, I did. I got a call.
Where?
Because I used to play not 1942, Battlefield Modern Combat on Xbox. And they were like, hey, do you want to come in and test this game? And it was actually Battlefield Bad Company. And so I went and tested the online portion of it. It was fun, man. And they get at the end.
Did they just like message you? Were you playing the game on the Xbox? And they just.
No, they emailed me. I don't know how somehow they got my email.
Yeah. Awesome. Was it just a, what do you think? Like, you weren't bug hunting, I assume. Or is it just like, is this game fun to play?
Yeah, it was kind of like that we would see. We sat like seriously looked like a classroom after that it was done.
Yeah.
And they were like, so what'd you think? And you just, you know, hey, this is what I thought. And this is what they thought. And yeah.
God, so it was like a focus group almost. That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like a bug thing. That's more guys who are there every single day. This is more like, so what did you think? You know, is this a good game? What do we need to improve on? And
yeah,
you know,
is the matchmaking, you know, did you get bored while matchmaking, or was it fast enough?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
That type of thing. Yep.
So we are talking about Grandma's Boy 2006, rated R, 94 minutes, directed by Nicholas Guzan, starring everybody from an Adam Sandler movie that isn't Adam Sandler. And Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, the chick from Mandalorian that is no longer on Mandalorian.
Oh, is she in Mandalorian too?
Yeah, I thought it was Gina Carano. Isn't that her? No?
No.
It's not?
You're thinking of two different people.
No, this is.
They look very similar.
This is what's-his-name's wife.
They do not look very similar at
from
all.
From Avengers. What's?
I'm the worst.
You are. Yeah, it's Hawkeye's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. She played Velma in the live action Scooby-Doo movie.
Yes, she did. Was she in Jay? Because Jay and Silent Bob
okay.
Strikes Back, they got some people. Weren't a couple of those actors the ones from Scooby-Doo also? I swear they got a couple of.
No, they had the scene.
Yeah.
Where they were in the van smoking weed. I don't think any of them were.
Okay. No. I thought they got a couple people from the Scooby-Doo movie to be in their version of it as well.
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Linda Cardellini. Hey, I don't know about you guys. Had a huge crush on her. She was in Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, shut
remember that?
Up.
Yeah.
I wasn't a Freaks and Geeks guy when it came out. I've watched it since.
I didn't watch it. I watched it afterwards. It was, but yeah.
My daughter Zoe loved that show. She like got it after the fact. Loved it.
She was also in a great show on Netflix called Dead to Me, I think it's called. One of those ones, I can't even describe it because it would totally ruin the whole plot to the whole show. just know that it's Linda Cardellini and what's the gal's name from Married with Children?
Katie Sagal.
Oh, she was in Brokeback Mountain.
Oh no.
Christina Applegate.
Sorry, we're talking about two different.
Christina Applegate.
I'm sorry.
Christina Applegate.
And can I just say, I was watching Deadpool.
Of course.
I was thinking of the strong lady in Deadpool is the same.
That's Gina Carano. Yes.
Gina Carano. I was right. Technically, I was right. Wrong movie. Just right, you know.
It's true.
It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, Gina Carano fought MMA.
But I have no doubt she could
legit
fight. She'd probably kick my ass. Don't want to run into that chicken in an alley.
Most definitely she could.
Is it Gallagher in the main credits?
Oh, yeah.
Like when they first start? That's Gallagher, right?
It's Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
If you get to the end, it smashes a watermelon.
Right. This is, I mean, which makes sense. You know, space watermelons are super dangerous. So Dez, like first scene, like 9216, circa like 2003. Yeah. Is this expensive piece? It's like Cypress Hill concert in here.
Like Cypress Hill concert. And this is great. I love it when my weeks come together. I just talked about yesterday. I reviewed, if you guys want to check out, it might be there now. I don't know when these come out. But we just reviewed Demolition Man starring Rob Schneider.
Starring Rob Schneider.
Okay, you kept saying Demolition Man, and I just keep thinking Sylvester Stallone. Is that wrong?
No, Sylvester.
What is Demolition Man?
Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes get frozen and then wake up in 2032. And
now hold on, you said
that's Demolition Man.
You said Demolition Man. Rob Schneider's in Demolition. He's not in that. He's in Judge Dredd.
He's in both.
He's in both.
He's in
both.
Get Out.
I don't remember him being in that. What was he? What did
he was
play?
One of the cops. He was like the.
Get out of here.
He was in the just hanging out in the. He was like one of the first people that was like he doesn't know what the three
shells are.
Three seashells are.
You're happy, but the place where you're supposed to have the toilet paper, you got this little shelf with three seashells on it.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells. I can see how that could be confusing.
I don't believe it. Is that you, Spartan?
It is what I'm thinking of. It's like a futuristic type of movie, right? I can't remember.
Yeah, where they get, yeah, they get, oh, it's amazing. So let's talk about Grandma's Boy. It is fucking this.
Stymied again.
This movie's a top fiver.
I love this movie. I love watching it. I will watch it again. It's funny. And this is a fucking terrible movie.
What? It's so good. God, I just like bad shit.
This is it's fun. I enjoy it, but that doesn't make a good movie. Like this movie, I have seen the first 45 minutes of this movie 100 times, and I've loved every second of it. I have seen the end of this movie 5 times and can barely stay awake.
Man, I own this movie digitally and on DVD, and I watch it a lot. It's definitely maybe not top five, but definitely top 10, or like when you just want a movie to laugh.
But how often do you stay focused after 60 minutes, or do you get just like start playing your video game harder and kind of space?
You could
out?
Just stop that with that. Doesn't have to apply to this movie at all. It could just be for anything. How often do you stay focused after 60 minutes?
We're talking a big fat goose egg, buddy.
I was like, it was a joke for a while. Based on reality, like Jason and Linnea, like every time they would put play on a movie, they would just say goodnight, because I just like, you know, we'd just be smoking weed and drinking all day, and so we'd sit down at the end of the day and play a movie, and I would just pass out.
It's nighty night.
Lisa was like that for a while, man. I could just put on a movie, and it's like as soon as she had to concentrate on something, that's it. Not anymore. She used to be like that, but not anymore. But it's funny, she used to really be like that.
Boom.
Now when I'm now, that's me. I'm so ADD so bad. When I have to concentrate on one thing, forget about it. It better be the most riveting. It better be like Zabruder film fucking riveting, dude.
Back
like, because I'm otherwise
left. Back. Into the
she
left.
Was making fun of me right before I just got done watching Grandma's Boy and was going over my notes. I had Deadpool playing. I'm quoting it. I'm reading shit on my phone, watching Unraveling the Pattern videos. She's like, you're just in your element right now, huh? And I'm like, huh? She's like, nothing. Nothing. You're good. You're beautiful. You have a beautiful mind.
Have you seen this movie more than once, Jeremy?
I think I saw it. No, I don't think. I think I saw it one time.
I watched it for the second time today.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think I saw it one time. And I laughed. And there's still things that I quote. My my friends, Brian.
I quote this movie all the time.
Brian always say, we always like, what? High score, is that good? Did I break it?
Yeah. Always.
Is that good? Say, what does that mean?
If something stinks or smells really good, I'll be like, that smells like fucking so-and-so's girlfriend's ass. I say it all the time. Like, the kid I work with, Cam, I'm like, God, this smells like your girlfriend's asshole. He's like, I don't have a girlfriend. I'm like, probably why.
I don't rent to those kind of people.
It's like Cypress Hill.
Why does Rob Schneider always have to have an offensive accent that doesn't match his actual Hispanic? Because I think he's a little Hispanic. Isn't he half Hispanic?
I don't know.
He's Filipino.
Oh, he is Filipino?
He's part Filipino.
Yeah, he is. He is. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Okay. All right.
I also, Des, you live with me for a long time. I kind of treat bongs like Rob Schneider. It's an expensive smoking lamp. I break a lot of glass, Jeremy. A lot.
You say that like I should be surprised.
No, no. You know what's
my
funny,
Transformers,
man?
Remember.
No.
I hate you.
Was that the expensive piece?
I break adult toys too. So if I find a bong that I hate, I could drop that motherfucker. I'll drop kick it. It won't break.
Oh.
Find one you love? Fuck. 3 weeks.
It'll break because you take too big of a bong hit out of it. It'll just crack.
Bro, I bought a bong about 3 months, like 2 or 3 months ago, and it's one of my favorite bongs I have had in like 10 years. That wasn't an expensive piece. It's just not expensive piece. Really liked it. Fucking broke it. And I have went to, because I can go to wholesalers. I've been to like 3 wholesale glass shops looking for another one like it, and I can't find it, and it's pissing me the fuck off. Find one you don't like. I couldn't break it if I tried.
Like, people who don't smoke pot think that a bong is a bong is a bong, but like, there's just like a perfect size and shape, and it just like, you know, you can get one that'll get the job done, but like, and it's different for everyone.
It's got to have that like nice little chug.
And it's like everyone's lung capacity kind of craves a different bubble pattern and shit like that. And it's just like when you find one that meshes with your breathing style.
You know me, I got fucking baby lungs, dude.
Dude, I have such, I'll never forget like being in high school and like smoking pot with my friends. And they're just like, dude, stop doing that. I'm like, what? They're like, taking such big hits. I'm like, I thought we were all...
You're taking up all our weed. I thought that was the goal.
Yeah, I said, I thought that everyone was trying to take as big of a hit as they could. They're like, we are, but you're obviously playing with a stacked deck, dick.
You got big lungs.
Everybody's had a dealer like Dante, right? It's fucking, they play the guitar at you, or, you know, they want to show you their poems, or...
Just,
you know, or you can't leave for 20 minutes because my neighbors will call the cops.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, totally. I can't have people running in and out, dude. You got to just sit down and just watch half of this movie with me.
Sounds like you need to run your business better.
I'll take an eighth of the madman. And if it's as good as you say it is, I'll come back another ounce later. So let's talk about video game testing. I was a video game tester I worked in the video game testing industry for about 5 years. I tested for about half of that. So I didn't test specific games. Now, if you're testing, if you work at EA and you're testing one game for 6 to 12 months, this movie is probably realistic-ish. For me, it wasn't even close because I was testing for the 360. We weren't testing individual games. We were making sure that the games...
Were you working for Microsoft as like a temp?
It was a temp. It was, I forget what the company was. It was basically so that it was basically a tax loophole for Microsoft. Like,
right.
If they didn't pay us, then it was
easy. They don't have to pay you full-time wages. They don't have to give you benefits, anything like that.
And it was good. It was decent money. Like, if you were a lead, which I was a lead for a while, you know, I worked my way to the top of the pile where, like, I was working 90, 95% of the time, where if you're a bullpen tester, you're working your way up. But my big thing was like, I started to be the lead tester for updates for spring. I don't know if you guys were on the 360, but they always did a big spring update and a big fall update. And so every time they updated the console, you had to retest every fucking game and make sure that it worked on the new update. And so I was leading 100, 200 testers, depending on, you know, where we were in the thing. And that's one of those things, like, I always ended up with that job at jobs. Like, I should have learned that when everybody who'd been there for 10 years is like, Des will do it, Des will do it, Des will do it, like, that's not a good thing.
No.
That means they
just like every kitchen you've ever been in. He knows how.
Yeah, who
he knows how.
Who wants to do brunch? Dez will do it.
Fuck, because if I don't, I gotta come back in and cook dinner too. So I guess I'll fucking do brunch.
So we were like, basically by the time games came to us, they were like within 10 days of being released. And so like for us to put the brakes on that, like unless you were bricking consoles, the game was coming out. And that was at the beginning of the like, we can update it later. Like even for the Xbox, it's like, okay, we got to fix.
Yeah. These are the 20 bugs we got to fix. These are the 20 that we can fix.
Exactly.
With our first update.
Exactly.
And you get people working on that so they can get the game out on time because.
And we would, the craziest testing we would do was when we really pushed the online testing, we would test with Europe. So we would have to get there really early or stay there really late so that we could.
Oh, fuck.
We
really?
Could bump in, yeah, where we could play online with Europe. And what are my notes on this? I wrote down a couple of things I wanted to hit. So eventually I ended up being a lab tech, which like I had no fucking business being a lab tech. Like I was not.
I think I remember you talking to me about that a little bit. You were just like, dude, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but
I got a lab tech job because I was organized, not because I knew a lot about computers, but because I
they're like, we'll teach them the rest.
Exactly. We'll teach you how to work on a computer. We just need, because all lab techs are fucking, you know, messy brain people with just like, you know, just messy desks. Like, sure, you're a genius, but and then also the other thing I remember, just one of those like, oh, Dez will do it. And like, it was the most stressful 2 weeks ever. The media handler, because like we would get we would do digital testing where the code would just be on a computer so that they could update it really quick, and then once they're like, okay, I think we got it, they'd print it on a disk so we could do disk testing. And of course they did not want those fucking disks getting out in the open. And so like the media handler was a big deal.
Yeah, a week early. No.
And so like, and then the media.
Did you have to check them out and check them back in?
Yeah. Well, I had to
really?
Go. Like, I had to go to Microsoft and like sign in to 10 different NDAs, get the disks, bring them back to the testing facility, and then check them out to testers and then make sure that I got them all back at the end of the day.
Right.
That was the most stressful.
At a temp service, because, dude, no one just decides to take a full-time job and disappear ever. And they don't give a shit about your fucking disc.
The only thing I ever, this is seriously, I think the only thing I've ever stolen, like ever, at any job ever, besides maybe some food from a kitchen that was going to go bad anyways, it still to this day drives me nuts how expensive controllers are. Because it's like,
yes,
you would think they would give away controllers so that they could sell more multiplayer games. So the fact that
I just bought a PlayStation controller, $75.
Yeah,
it is purple, like this purple. It's awesome.
So I stole Xbox 360 controller.
good man.
I had to my red PlayStation controller, it's like I had to buy one because I just want two so I can always have one charging.
Yep.
My red one has stick drift. And I started looking on marketplaces to see if I could buy a used one. And I found six red ones and they all have stick drift on the right stick, just like mine. I'm all, sounds like a fucking problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously.
Why the red one? Oh, and the last thing I'll say is that, so because like I said, if it wasn't bricking a console, that fucking game was coming out. And it made me so sad how many times I would read in blogs, like fucking stupid idiot, dumbass testers. I can't believe they didn't find this bug. It's on level one, you idiots. And I'm just like, motherfucker, I wrote that bug up six times personally.
Yeah, I wrote it up seven times and they told me to fuck off. Well, you say bricking a console like it would like it would ruin your machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. No, I have it written down. I'm like, I'm guessing this wasn't your office, Dez.
But you know what's funny? Do you know who the most realistic person is in this movie?
Dr. Chocolate.
Nick Schwartzen.
JP.
JP.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I can see that.
Real nerds, not nerds like, oh, I like Star Wars. I'm a nerd. Like real nerds.
No, like I get sweaty when I talk to girls nerds.
And they kind of like adopt a persona that they can wear like an armor so they can go out in public. And so it's like, obviously this is an amped up version of it, but there was a lot of people at the testing facility who was like, you know, I'm the guy in the leather jacket, or I'm the guy who wears cowboy boots, or I'm the guy who makes,
or I'm the guy who's going to JordanCon.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have a Nick Schwartzen though? Like again, like live with his parents and just like my roommates are up, dude. I love when. Okay, sorry. When he's at his house, you don't have anything better than like a pool inflatable for him to sleep on. And also, I've jerked off in some places I shouldn't. I'll say it. Dez, you're probably there with me. Jeremy, I'm sure you never masturbate.
The Lord is always watching, Jess.
Sex for procreation only.
That's not true.
I know. I'm just joking. I'm just fucking joking. We're not fucking Catholics. They don't do that either. Anyways.
I fuck Catholic.
I fuck me. Oh, God. I'd say, would you jerk off in the bathroom when his mom, go to your car. You have a car, go to your car.
I might, like, here's the thing. All right. TMI. If I jerk off in public, like, let's just call this public. This isn't public, but like, if I jerk off in a place that I probably shouldn't be jerking off, I'm like 90% there already. Like, I'm not going to the bathroom with a totally limp dick. Like, maybe I'll jerk off. Like, I've like
with a Barbie. You don't do that. Come
it's on. Like
Jeremy. You've all been there.
It's a
silence.
It's a two. Silence. It's a two tug and done. You know, I'm just finishing the job.
Oh my God.
But like that scene is so that scene belongs in this movie, but not him. He is the adult moral center of most of this movie.
Yeah.
But it starts off with him not only jerking off, but then coming on your friend's mom as if you can't control, as if you can't turn away from her. Oh, that's great. Oh, look. She already has a cold sore. That's surprising.
Oh, that's surprising me. Not at all. Yeah.
Nick Schwartz. I forgot how funny Nick Schwartz actually was in this movie.
Oh, God.
This movie is kind of reminding me of the Barbie movie where it's just like something funny will happen and then it's just like space in between and then something funny happens, space in between.
Dude, the Dance Dance Revolution scene's great.
Oh, it's great.
Is that good? Did I break it?
High score. Is that good?
They're going to get him a CB radio so he can talk to other car beds.
Oh, that's what I wrote down too. Like, don't jerk off on the first night. Like, you know what? If you're going to be staying at your friend's house for a week or so, wait two or three nights.
Get the lay of the land, right? See what's going on. Find everybody's patterns, you know, find your moment.
Speaking of Barbie, do you know who made Frog Bog?
Is that a real game?
It's a real game.
Margot Robbie.
Close.
Okay.
Mattel Entertainment.
Huh?
It's a real game that wasn't like a takeoff of Frogger?
Nope. No, I remember playing it. It came on in television, Atari 2600.
Wow.
So it came out as like Frogs, Frog Bog, Frogs and Flies. Like it came out. I think I played Frogs and Flies, which was the same game. I mean, even for the early 80s, that was a boring ass game. So I didn't play a lot of it, but I definitely like.
You know, it just shows, you know, Montana video games versus California. Like, we played Contra. Go get the drug lords. You're like, catch the flies.
Did you ever play the first? I remember when Jason played the first.
The person who invented Duck Hunters in Montana, too.
Did you ever play the first Grand Theft Auto game?
Yes, Jason.
Jason, even in the early aughts when Jason like, oh, you got to check out this game. It's sweet. I'm like, no, it's not.
That game was like a phone game. Now it was an overhead.
Yeah.
You know, like it was not the same. I mean, it was fun. You know, when it was first came out, but also I like to play Mario Kart a lot more.
Yeah.
Dude, how young is Jonah Hill in this fucking movie, dude?
That's a good question.
I know, man.
I'm curious exactly how young he was.
Barry sucked on his first booby for 37 hours. Dude, and how come, Dez, we never had Jump Rope City in our house, dude? Jeez, could have had some epic drunk battles with that. Definitely could have broke some bongs.
Did you guys notice, too, that during the party, all of the beers were facing out, the labels were facing out. So they were totally, it was Guinness, Steelhead, or Steel Reserve.
No, Steel Reserve. They had
Red Stripe,
fucking 2 12-ers of Steel Reserve.
In Sierra Nevada.
Do you know how fucking wasted you'll get off of half that? That stuff we used to.
Is that like high octane?
Well, we used
to malt liquor, bro, we used to dress.
Steel Reserve. That shit is malt liquor. Steel Reserve is a malt liquor. It's like, I think it's only like fucking 10% or something like that, but. Good Lord, man. I just remember getting fucking roasted on those things back in the day.
And nobody ever drinks Red Stripe outside of Jamaica.
Hey, Red Stop's not that bad.
There was a hot second where it was a cool beer, and it was during the 6 months that this movie was made.
Is that what it was?
Red Stripe.
Are you kidding me? We're in Seattle. It's fucking still the shit up here. Hipsters, oh, fucking cool.
How old do you think? When do you think Jonah Hill was born?
1996.
1980.
83.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, he was 23 already when this movie came out. I mean, he's still a baby compared to now, but I would have guessed he was 16.
Yeah, he's just super baby-faced in this movie, man.
What, 41 now? That's it? He's been around for forever.
I'm still caught up on the me thinking that we were talking about Gina Carano. You're like, she played Velma. I'm like, man, I don't remember that.
Did you guys ever play Dance Dance Revolution?
And I thought the chick in this movie played Daphne. She played Velma?
She played Velma. No, Daphne was Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, it was. She likes to fuck her stepbrother.
I've played Dance Dance Revolution like 3 times, and it's not that I'm against it. It's just one of those games. Every time I see it at the arcade, there's always some kids like fucking Nick Swartzen on it, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna go play Galaga. But I'll never forget the one time where we were like, you know, I'm a gamer. I understand games. And so someone was like laughing, like, you should play Dance Dance Revolution. And I did. And I did really good. And he's just like, how did you do that? I'm like, it's a 4-button game. Like, just cause I'm pressing.
Yeah, it's practically an Atari. Just cause I have to do it with my
pressing
feet.
Pressing it with my feet doesn't mean I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. Oh,
it's not a dance off. It's a video game.
I tried to play it, but they didn't have Stairway to Heaven. So I was like, I'm out.
I wanted to do Beat It, and they said, nah.
They said Beat
Michael
It.
Michael Jackson's been canceled. Beat It.
Did you see my favorite game poster in this movie was Canada Must Die.
Yes, I saw that too.
Oh, I liked Gay Robot. I liked Gay Robot. And then there's another thing on the Gay Robot poster that says Steel on Steel action. But the one next to it, I didn't really understand. It was, I got it written down, Phadrian's Quest. And it's just like some bloated looking fat dude with a bunch of hot chicks around him, like with a big beer in his hand. So maybe it's a game about Oktoberfest, or I don't know.
You know, Phadrian.
What was that?
Spring Break? Maybe Spring Break. Maybe it's like, you know. Dude, how about Homegirl's Pill Tackle Box?
Oh, yeah.
When they show up at the party, she just starts throwing bottles of pills. She'll take pills. And then also when she scolds him for burning his hands in the threesome, it's like, well, I don't think that's very smart for someone who makes a living with their hands.
It's
like,
oh, God, it's so great. And then I was just looking at my notes, and I just like stopped taking notes in the middle of the John Hughes party. Cause like,
yeah,
that is definitely like, this movie is so weird because it doesn't have a real, that's one of the reasons why this is a terrible movie, because it doesn't have a real movie arc. Like at the point of the movie where his friends should abandon him, or his new girlfriend should tell him to fuck off, or he should get fired for no reason, like JP just steps in out of nowhere and becomes the bad guy, and then they immediately defeat
him. Yeah,
just over.
I know, like really quickly grandma comes in and helps defeat him. You know what though, I mean, think about it, Desmond, you're gonna cut this what I'm gonna say out. I'm just doing this part to be a fucking asshole devil's advocate, because I don't really feel this way, but
bring it on.
It's a video game arc, bro. It's a video game arc, man. They're not as intricate as movie arcs. Still get from point A to point B. Some video games are better at it than other ones.
You know what, Justin?
You know?
You're kind of... I'm not going to cut that out because you're right. And JP is the boss. Like, you just...
Mm-hmm.
You enter the last level. And yeah, in a video game...
He's the final boss. And if you've leveled up enough before you got there, bing, bang, boom, you're fucking done.
And any video game that has a traditional movie arc, it happens early on. When you like, you know, you start those games where level one, you have all of your powers, and then you lose them at the end of level one, and then you have to spend the rest of your...
Yeah, the rest of your movie game getting them back.
Getting them back to fight the final boss, which is...
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm in. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Would you like more? Justin, Jeremy, and Desmond, head on over to patreon.com/soundsawesome. Over there for $3 right now, you can get 10 exclusive podcasts. That's right, people. It is not $3 a podcast. $3 gets you the whole library and puts you in prime position to get an exclusive podcast every 2 weeks. Patreon.com/soundsawesome. Do you know that Demonic was supposed to be a real video game that actually released?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because I was like, it's like a combination of Predator, Grand Theft Auto, and like a Jedi game or something.
Souls? What was the Souls game?
Oh, Devil May Cry?
No.
Like Legacy of Kain? Soul Reaver?
No, I think he's talking about a different one.
Dark Souls?
Drawing a blank on it right
Dark
now.
Dark Souls.
I think it's Dark Souls. Yeah. Dark Souls, yeah.
But that's a relatively new game.
Oh, and I'm thinking of something that came out early 360, like around, because this movie came out, I think the 360 had already been released or was like really close. So the fact that it's weird that
they're playing regular Xbox.
Yeah, you'd think they would have used this movie as a way to hype the 360, but maybe, I guess,
yeah.
When they actually filmed the movie, you know, it was probably like, the 360 isn't quite ready for...
360 came out in November of 2005, if I remember correctly.
And by the way, you would never make a game the way he made it. Like, they basically made it so that, like, he was writing code directly onto a disc.
Right.
Yeah, that's not how that works, but
and that disc is the only evidence he has.
It's the only copy.
They're like, okay, we're gonna have to dumb this down for people who don't know shit about games and stuff like that.
So, well, nothing happens to this.
It's on this disc. It's my only copy. That's not a thing. Unless you gave him a big ass hard drive. Kevin Nealon is fucking, man, Kevin Nealon was always one of my favorite people on Saturday Night Live, kind of like unsung. He was my favorite on Weekend Report, man. He was the news update. He was so funny.
Do you guys remember, because he got fired, didn't he? Because he was like, because didn't, what's his name? I can't remember. Saturday Night Live's God.
Lorne Michaels?
Yeah, Lorne Michaels was like, don't do that joke. And he was like, I'm doing that joke. And then he was just gone next week. And I don't.
It wouldn't surprise me.
So you might be talking about Norm MacDonald.
Oh, you're
I
right.
I think that was Norm
you're
MacDonald.
Right. You're talking about Norm MacDonald. Yeah,
I am. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Because I think he was doing a lot of O.J. jokes, and Lorne Michaels was friends with O.J.
Oh, no way.
I think so.
You gotta be kidding me. It was an O.J. joke?
Oh. I'm pretty sure it was an O.J. joke.
Fuck's sake. That's
go back. Dude. You know, Norm, I agree with you. When Kevin Nealon got, when he lost his Weekend Update, or maybe he just quit, I don't remember. But when Norm MacDonald came in, I was like, oh, Norm MacDonald, you know, he's not as funny as Kevin Nealon. Oh. How wrong was that? that guy.
Oh, yeah. He's super funny. Dude, remember when Dennis Miller used to do Weekend Update?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Oh, that's right. I couldn't think of his name. You were saying that so-and-so could never be as good as so-and-so. That's like saying that Jon Stewart could never replace Craig Kilborn. my new editing situation is going to look like JP's office. Like, that is... When I move, I'm going to have a reclining chair like that with screens up above me. Oh, it's going to be so fucking rad.
That's fine. As long as you're not playing that music I wrote down, I was like, his office music gives me anxiety through the TV. I'm just like, ugh.
Hey, Justin, if you had
robot ears. You should need robot ears.
I was going to say, I also wrote that right underneath. I was like, I guess if I had robot ears, it's written. I think it was a G move to get his, like, he needed the TV and he was like, hey, I got you tickets to Antique Roadshow.
Oh. So great.
You know how they have some of those super cuts from CNN and Fox News and all that stuff where they're all brought to you by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer. And then they're like, big pharma is, you know, taking over the news. Big PBS was taking over your movies back in the early 2000s. That's what was happening.
Yep.
Yeah, Antiques Roadshow. And what was the other show that they were watching?
They were watching some cooking show.
Yeah.
And they were watching Univision for a while.
Yeah.
Everything was in Spanish.
Big PBS.
And they were just laughing hysterically.
Could you? I don't think you could crack a cable box in 2006 anymore. I think those days were over too.
Were they?
I feel like.
I don't know.
Did you ever know anyone who actually did that? Who, like, I was always one of those people.
If you fucking sold weed to the cable guy, yeah.
our grandma and grandpa had, and our uncle, and your dad, I'm pretty sure.
No, we never had one of those satellite things. We never had
Leroy one. Totally had one. He had one where it was
absolutely.
All the pay-per-views, everything. But that's how we could get all the movies when my grandma would record them. She had a cracked satellite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She had a black box and they'd get her a card and it would just.
Would she have to get like a new one every couple months when they like fixed it? When they.
Towards the end.
This is like the mid to late 80s. Nobody had satellite dishes back then.
Yeah.
It was just a satellite dish was just a way to, like, I mean, that was just a cheat code in and of itself. He didn't have to have a cracked satellite dish, did he?
Pretty much, because it was big. It was like the size of a car. It wasn't like a DSS dish.
It was so crazy. You had to actually point at the satellites that were going around. Like the channel would be like G14 or G327. That's HBO. And then it's all, and then it's going through different channels, as you can see it. Like, oh, that's ESPN, CNN, and now we're back to HBO. Okay.
When it was late at night, we would just change satellites a lot so we could get quick glimpses of titties.
So forget about testing. One of my first temp jobs I had when I moved to the Bay Area was, I'll think of the name of the company in a minute. But like the metadata you get, like when you like turn on your radio in your
Telltale.
No. Well, like when you turn on your radio in your car and it says, you know, Smashing Pumpkins, 1989, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like someone has to procure that information and then someone subscribes to it. So I worked for one of those curating companies and they were just starting to do TV. They had already basically cornered the music market, and God, it's driving me nuts. I can't remember the name of it. And so they were just trying to figure it out. And so my job was to go through literally millions of lines of code of these numbers, like kind of like what you're saying, Jeremy, like G13-42F, and find patterns and try to connect them with certain satellites so that I could be like, I could say for certain that like this. And so I started to get, I was like, I don't understand. Cause I thought that like a satellite is a satellite. And like, if you can point at the satellite, but like by now satellites have the technology where they can like map out an area. And like, it's not just like an oval that patterns an area, like they can direct it. And so like, and I think this is the reason I got fired was because I got too curious about it. And I like started to look up and I would like go to my boss's office and I'm like, well, this satellite's over Canada, but then this satellite's spends most of its time around Minnesota. So it's, and he's just like, we don't care, dude, just fucking match the codes.
He picks up the phone. He's like, Desmond's on to us. Yeah, we have to abort. Totally, abort. Totally. He's going to find this out. Fire him right now. Fire him. Burn the whole place down.
I do not remember the salt and pepper scene. I literally.
I mean, neither.
Like I said,
because you said you turn out in the last like 30, 20 minutes.
It
of the
is
movie
like
or whatever,
in the middle
out,
of the party.
Because grandma's party is lit as fuck.
It's such a movie party. It's such a movie. Like, it's just like a.
Dude, it's very diverse. There's bikers. There are people there from the Angry Beaver. There's an African guy.
It's a John Hughes party.
There's an Asian guy who hates himself very much. I should die. Guy's the greatest.
I didn't know that Ricardo Montalban was the main character's grandpa, too. look at the picture of him when he's... I was like, is that Ricardo Montalban?
Are you at that scene, too? Are you right?
Yeah.
The morning
yeah.
after the party?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too.
God, you guys are just ahead of me. I'm just Dr. Shakaloo.
Oh, you're in the middle of the party. That's why you're still enjoying it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's just, it's such a fucking, like, it's so funny to not.
My beef strong.
It's
your beef's wrong.
It's so funny to not have Adam Sandler in this movie because his signature is all over it.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how many versions of the script Adam Sandler was in before he was just like, nah.
This one's too much. Can't do this one.
Yeah.
I know. You would have thought he would have had at least like a quick cameo as somebody.
He's too cool for, I mean, he should. I wish Adam Sandler was not above cameos, but he is.
Not the singer. He's not above cameo, the singer.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's just above cameos in the movie.
No, God. Nerd. I just love all the stuff between Nick Schwartzen and the lady. She's like, he's like, I gotta admit, you're my first. She's like, you're my like 3,000 something. He's like, should have wore a rubber.
Did you read what Nick Schwartzen said about filming those scenes?
It's been a long time, but I think so.
Her husband was there during the whole filming of that. And like, so just imagine her probably like 60 to 70 year old grizzled husband standing next to Nick Schwartzen as he's
WW2 vet.
she was so committed. Like, you know, like she was so like, she was so awesome in that scene, in those scenes. Like she was like, yeah, just all the fucking jokes of 69. Oh, hello, Don Knotts. Hello, Mayberry.
I mean, he gets a full.
No, do you know that? Which one did you fuck? Abbott and Costello? Oh, which one? Both.
I mean, he gets a full handful on her at one point.
She puts it on there.
Which she probably had to do. It was probably like in the script. Like,
yeah, he's like, I don't want to do.
Grabs
this.
It, and he's just like, dude, your fucking husband's right there. And she just probably grabbed his hand. It's like, we're doing
this. We're using that one. We're using that one. I love how he's like holding court for the nerds the next day too. Yeah. She did invent the finger in the asshole though. So there's that. They're like, oh, legend. Oh, dude. And also when he's crying at his house, JP or whatever, like he is committed to the cry. Oh, he's just got like snot and like so slobber gross coming out of his mouth. You're just like, God, just wipe it, dude.
He's the only, well, him and her are the only actors in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Jonah Hill and then like,
oh, Jonah Hill too. I forgot about it. But yeah, Jonah Hill.
Grandma's been in a lot of stuff too.
Oh yeah. She was the mom on Raymond.
Yes. All I gotta say is I wish I could still get that high.
Oh.
Doris Rock.
I fucking quit this job months ago, man.
And you read about how Dante smoked real weed while they were filming scenes.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I would love that. Justin would totally do that if he was in a movie. Like, fuck that, I'm not smoking that shit. And like, even
I'm not smoking fucking fake bullshit,
bro. Even as much weed as Justin smoked, like after take 20, he'd just be like, no, no, I quit.
Justin's like, I'm getting more sober. The more this is relativity. It's going backwards. My weed is going backwards.
I told you about the kid, Ben, that worked for me and like got me the really nice like Christmas card and stuff and was like, he got promoted in the company. Like
the guy you fired.
What?
The guy you had to fire. Yeah, we got it.
No, I didn't have to fire him. No. He got promoted.
Oh.
To purchasing manager. Like basically the job that I want eventually is the purchasing manager job. So I just get to pick the weed. It's in all the shops. But the people who are in the purchasing manager, but he got bumped up to like assistant and he has to go to these meetings and they just basically are like sampling weed all day. And he's like, I can't even take a nap. I need a snack. And so I can't, it's too much, man. And he smokes, like he's like me. He's like, he's old, but he's like 23. And he's like, I'm so tired. I got to keep talking to people and I'm so high. And I'm just like, I can't even, can I just go play video games for 2 hours and take a nap and then we can start over?
We put an espresso machine in the break room at least.
He's like, I've already met with 4 people. I have no idea how this is making me feel.
Yeah, totally. It would be like eating, like imagine like eating a jalapeno and then someone being like, here, test out my cheesecake. It's like,
yeah,
I can't.
Everything tastes like jalapeno.
No, it's just it all tastes like high.
Just... Yeah, it all tastes like, where am I?
What do you take, Justin, for like, because like, you know, when you go to a cologne shop,
weed,
they'll have like, they'll...
That's his answer.
They'll have like coffee beans there so you can kind of cleanse your palate. Like, is there a pot? Like, obviously you can't make yourself not high, but if you want to like
cocaine.
What'd you say, Jerry?
I said cocaine.
Damn it, you stole my fucking mind, bitch. I was waiting for him to finish. I was like, yeah, cocaine. It's real easy. Just try it. Coffee works too, not as fast though. Or Adderall, but you have to snort it.
So again, not
I work with this kid. I come to work with I'm like, dude, you have blue nostrils. Stop.
What would you do just so you could taste what the new weed tastes like? If you got a mouthful of sour diesel, like you're not going to taste the next weed you're smoking. Like, is there something besides cocaine that you can cleanse your mouth?
It's just water. Like, it's like tasting food or wine. You know, you just have a little water.
Oh, my God.
Some pretzel.
You just, no, you know, pretzel. Like you spit the wine out. You don't like.
No one does that.
You don't take like a giant bong and you just hold it.
I know.
Nobody does that.
What the fuck? Bro, there's a grocery outlet up here that does wine tasting every Friday night. And like, it's decent wine. And like, the lady, like, she really likes me and my wife. And so, like, she came and hunted us down in the store one night when we were grocery shopping on a Friday. She's like, I learned you guys' names. You haven't been here for 6 weeks. I'm like, we went on vacation. Like, we went out of town and we had some stuff going. Sorry. She's like, and then I was like, fuck, what's this lady's name? Well, now we're on the first name basis with the wine lady. Her name is Sue and she's very nice.
Oh,
yes. That's who you want to be on first name basis with, too. The wine lady.
Yeah. 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 Or me, because I'm weed dealer, but yeah.
Because if you're not on the first name, you know, basis with her, then you're just like, what wine would you like? And she just hands you the spit bucket.
Ernest and Julio Gallo, the big jug.
Carlo Rossi, man.
Carlo Rossi.
Yeah. <He's>,
yeah.
So, Jeremy, I know you've answered this question on this podcast before, but I'm going to ask it again because of what we're listening. What's your history with weed?
Yeah, I smoked some weed in high school, and that's it.
Yeah. Just not very just hanging long.
With me. I'm pretty sure the last time you smoked weed with me was on the side of Uncle Leroy's house, and I was taking a bong hit, and you were like, I'll do one. And that I was like, that was probably the last time you smoked, unless you smoked weed with like Sapp or Steven sometime after that. And that was like,
no, you're probably right. I mean, I honestly can't even remember.
And you hadn't for a while then, and you took like one just mini toke.
So as soon as I turned 18, then I started working for the family business full time. And then now I'm DOT, have to be DOT certified. So I could get randomly drug tested all the time. So I was like, all right, that's, well, and I'd stopped doing it before that too anyways. But now I'm really like.
Even if you're at like a party and just trying to cut loose, you couldn't because you might get tested that week.
Yeah. And so nothing has changed for 35 years now, or 30 years pretty much. I've been DOT certified for my entire life since then. I've had to be.
Do you want to hear about the last time I did cocaine?
Oh, I absolutely.
The first and the last time.
Oh, not the first. I've told this story. It's funny. This story has just come up a couple times in the last few weeks. That's what, because I went to the restaurant where this happened at. And so I was like,
Desmond's all, yesterday I was at Burger.
Yeah, exactly.
I found this bag on the ground and I said, fuck
when
it.
When did we start recording? So we were at
45 minutes ago.
We were at a bar hanging out with Kelly and all of our friends, you know, getting hammered. And I go to the bathroom and I'm in the bathroom and this guy and this girl come in behind me. And it's a tiny bathroom. And so I'm like, okay, these two are about ready to fuck. And I don't want any part of it. So I'm just like, I'm just facing forward, finishing what I'm doing, finish peeing, shuffle over, wash. I'm still just like not looking at them, wash my hands. I spin around with my back to them the whole way over to the door and I go to unlock the door and they go, hey, whoa. And I'm like, oh my God. So they're going to fuck on top of me and that's what they want to do. And I turn around.
They think I'm Bumblebee.
Yeah. And I turn around. I'm like, what? And they.
So I transformed into a Camaro and I just went with
and
it.
they pointed the cocaine on the back of the toilet and they're like, hey, hold on. I'm like, all right, well, if I gotta stand here and fucking watch you guys do drugs, then I want some. And he was like, okay, that one's yours. So I hadn't done it for years before that, and I haven't done it for over a decade since, but that was the last time I did coke. And I didn't tell anybody because I knew, like, because Kelly, you know, if I had told, she would have been worried about me. If I was like, oh, by the way, I just did a bump in the bathroom. It would have like worried her way too much. And everyone else would have wanted some. And I'm like, I don't know these people. I can't talk to them. So I was just like, this is just my little secret.
Hey, you know, I know we just met in the bathroom, but I have like four other people with me that would like some blow. Would you care to accommodate us? No, motherfucker. I don't know you.
I'm going to fuck this girl. That's the only reason I gave her some. And you...
I shared with you so you'd keep the door locked and she'd think I was cool. That's it, brother.
You keep your mouth shut, too. Still the best PTA meeting Desmond's ever had.
Friends for life.
Oh, fantastic. All right. You want to see Justin panic, Jeremy? We got to wrap up, Justin.
I'm good.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say, like, I'm going to do just a quick wrap up. Again, this movie is great. I think people should watch it. It's not a movie, but it's fun to watch. And especially, like, you know, if you're into nerd shit and you're into, you know, good, you know, weed comedy, I think it's great and fun. It has trouble, you know, oh yeah, wrapping itself up.
I have the rating. I
you
have
got
the
it? I just realized I don't have the rating system, so I'm panicking. So
so if you are a gamer nerd in the, like, late 90s and early 2000s, you might have had Game Pro magazine. And they gave most games a rating out of 10. And I thought that this one's going to be a little all over the map. And since it has kind of a video game arc without, like, the difficulty, because it's not very serious, I thought we could do that. And I was going to start it off with giving it a solid 7.5.
That's good. That's good.
Fun to play. Maybe a few bugs.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's like one of those games. Like, you ever play, like, one of those?
But, like, the cheat stuff, like, kind of made it more fun. You know, like, oh, man, I got 99 lives now. And, like, I could never beat this game without it. Or, you know, whatever.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like a beat 'em up where you really like it. And then you realize halfway through that it's just going to be this for 3 more hours. And you're like, this is really fun, but I get it.
Absolutely.
So I'm good.
I was playing the samurai game and I got halfway through and I'm just like, I'm just going to go hit people with a sword. And the story's not great. Yeah. Neither are the graphics. They're okay. But the conversation sucks too. So.
I'm just gonna XX circle the rest of the way through.
Oh, combo. Throw a fucking triangle in there. Whoop, whoop. Strong attack.
And if you're like me, I started it, so now I gotta finish it. So,
oh, are you a finisher?
Just like the movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like,
see, as I've gotten older, I've been like, nope, cut my fucking losses, man.
There's certain games too where I'm like, okay, I do not have the time for this.
After I finished the movie Killer Clowns in Outer Space, I realized there are some things that you gotta just
pull the ripcord.
Cut it. You know what? You can't throw good money after bad.
Do you know what I love is
Punch Out.
How long have you guys ever gone to howlongtobeat.com?
Yes, I do that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, like, cool.
120 hours. No, thank you.
It gives you like what it would take to just beat the story.
Yes.
And it gives what it would take to collect
completion
everything.
To beat everything.
And then it's got the, like, the 1000%. So, like, if you can just be like, oh, I got 4 hours for the story, you know, like, I'm not going to put in the.
I do like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I say that, but also I'm playing Tears of the Kingdom.
Give your ratings and then take a guess on my Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Well, has anyone even filed on how long to beat for Tears of? Does anyone even know what it would take to 1000% that game?
It's forever.
What is that? What is that game?
Is it Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom?
Oh, right.
I was just laughing because Jeremy just pulled a JP. Eternal Death Slayer 3.
Two, three.
I'm gonna go just a little bit lower than Justin because I feel the same way for the most part. Like, I think the first half of this movie is super fun, super super dumb, funny. I love terrible comedy, but it is hard to finish. So I'm gonna go 6.5.
It's like one of those games. You know, it's one of the best ones to have in the background because I can sit there and fucking quote it, know what's going on, and never have to look at the screen, and it just giggles me to death. The whole fact
that this movie is on Hulu is amazing because you just, like,
yeah.
Oh, I own this twice.
I'm not putting it at
this. This movie for me was probably like it's a six. And you know, the reason that it's not, like, even just a little bit higher, I was just thinking about this. I would compare this movie to Dodgeball, right? But the difference between this and Dodgeball is great actors. You got,
yeah,
Justin Long, Vince Vaughn.
JP's in Dodgeball, bro.
That's true. JP's in it. But also, the Resident Alien guy that you really like, that show that you like. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Alan Tudyk is in it. Yeah.
Rip Torn.
Vince Vaughn, who's, like, the worst actor in the movie, but it's, like, his character, the perfect character.
Vince Vaughn is the greatest actor.
God, he's terrible, dude.
Oh, he's so good.
As much as I love, what's her name? As much as I love Linda,
yes,
Cardellini, she is no Christine. Now I can't think of her name.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about, though. Yeah.
She's no Gina Carano.
No Gina Carano.
She isn't. We figured
most
that out.
Aren't.
We learned that together
most
tonight.
Women aren't. It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Right in his beak.
I mean, honestly, I quote this fucking movie a lot, too.
This is one of those where I forget how much I quote it until I watch it again. I'm like, fuck, I say that all the time.
Didn't even realize it.
That's where I got turd nuggets. I forgot about that.
I got to start remembering that. Dr. Chocolate gets it.
Dude, also when he's like, when they're interviewing him, he's like, I don't even know how a lion got into this neighborhood, bro.
Kid.
I don't know. You can't raise your voice like that when the lion's here, bro. Okay?
I just want a fucking bag of weed. We go through this every time. All right, everyone out there, I think we would all recommend that you watch this movie. Just don't expect too much, you know.
Keep your
put it on in the background. This would be a great party movie. Like, put this on in the bathroom TV next time you have a party, and you'll have you don't have a bathroom TV. I thought everyone had a.
It's called an iPad.
Ew, gross.
All right, fuckers.
But yeah, anyways, all right, I gotta go. So, like a monkey with nunchucks, I'm out.
Yeah, what he said.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh, Dez, you got to put this in. And a final note, an original song called Grandma's Boy by Dr. Fucking Octagon. Seriously, Doc Ock. See, Alex is a grown man. He lived with his grandma, Lily. He's looking for a small space to light up his bong. At Nana's house, Jeff with the old lady, kissing him in the mouth. A suck for love. Look at him getting his rub. Is he a virgin? In fact, headed for the tub. With a PJ suit on a PJ cruise. A little kid with his own room watching the news. Stuck in the grown body, playing with a hottie. Jeff and Grace kissing, stoned in the kitchen. With B in the house, taking pills, y'all seeing the house. The pot smoker, Alex in the bathroom. The shirt with Dr. Doom, jerking it off and working it off. Grandma's boy. Tell your friends and they'll say you're a jerk. Grandma's boy. Still tasting on the boobs. He's stuck on the chest. Sometimes he won't move. The co-worker chewing the breast like a hamburger. Josh, the peeper time looker. With big hookers in the back seat, pimping the taxi. Mr. Cheezel, looking for good things like a weasel. A diamond bezel, you know the level. Kicking it all, bass in trouble. Nana's got Alex's chronic in the tea kettle. The weed got him settled. Everybody pushing the pedal. They invited the guests. They invited the best. A house party playing the video game. Grandma put him to shame. JP got rowdy. The next morning they was out. Grandma's boy. Tell your friends and they'll say you're a jerk. Grandma's boy. To bring your lunch and your bag to work. Grandma's boy. Every night making cups of tea. Grandma's boy. You better not let him find your weed. The party girl, I'm on top of you. The monkey driving me to see Dr. Chocolate. We getting late tonight, 2:03. Grandma lighting the tea, eternal death. And something's wrong with JP. Blazing in Philly with Lily. I'm the big woolly. Samantha dancing by the wall, romancing, drinking the cup loud, waking everybody up. Taking the clothes off like a stripper, I'm ready to tip her. Dante stoned out with his hands in a lion's mouth. On the mattress with Lily's colonial crackers. Watching the Green Bay Packers. A cast of pot actors with hot soaps of the Frankenstein. With pot factors. Direct for the robot years, you better have robot ears. Grandma's boy. Tell your friends and they'll say you're a jerk. Grandma's boy. La 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 la.
Grammy Mizaka, Grammy Mocha, Grammy Mika, Grammy Na, Grammy Mrs. O's, Grammy Mizzles, Grammy Michael, Grammy Maka, Grammy Matos. Different ways to say grandma.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Bart and Milhouse are laughing at something on the computer, and Homer walks in and goes, "Hey, what are you guys laughing at?" And if you say Jimmy Fallon, I'll know you're lying.